Black Diamonds, The Rise and Fall of an English Dynasty, by Catherine Bailey. Read by Gareth Armstrong. Preface. A crowd of thousands shifted nervously on the great lawn in front of Wentworth House, waiting for the coffin to be brought out. It was the winter of 1902. February, as one observer remarked, in her worst mood. 200 servants, dressed in black, stood stiffly along the length of the facade facing the crush of mourners. Shrouds of fog enveloped the statues and pediments crowning the house. An acrid smell clung to the mist, catching in the nostrils, effluent from the pits, foundries and blast furnaces in the valley below. The fog drained everything of colour. Now and then, it lifted to reveal a portion of the house. On a clear day, the crowd could have counted 1,000 windows, but that morning, most of it was obscured. The hearse, a glass coach swathed in sable and crepe, was ready outside the pillared hall. It was drawn by 4 black horses. Plumes of black ostrich feathers adorned their bridles, and black tasseled cloths were draped across their backs. Mutes, the customary Victorian funeral attendants, stood by them. Macabre figures, veils of black crepe trailed from their tall silk hats. Bells tolled in the distance. In the nearby villages, the shops were closed, and the curtains in the houses drawn fast. At the stroke of midday, 3 hours after the crowd had first begun to gather, the coffin, mounted on a silver bier, was carried out of the house. It was followed by a procession of housemaids and footmen bearing hundreds of wreaths of flowers. A brilliant splash of colour in the bleak scene, they drew a murmur from the crowd. The oak coffin contained the body of William, the 6th Earl Fitzwilliam, one of the richest...